bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend.
I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends.
Like a bad bitch duo. Bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to Two G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And today we're going to do another edition of Two G's on your shoulder. Which, if you're not familiar, which you should be, because you should be keeping up with us.
Yeah.
We read different Am I the Asshole scenarios that we find on the internet and just debate about them, essentially.
Mm-hmm. One's going to be the angel, one's going to be the devil, so let's get into it.
So starting off strong, am I the asshole for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's baby shower?
Maybe.
Maybe just a little. So some backstory. Me and my husband got married 3 years ago, and 3 months before the wedding, my brother asked if he could propose to his girlfriend. My husband immediately said no. He explained to my brother that that day was meant to celebrate our union rather than focusing on him and his wife.
Wait.
Him and his girlfriend.
So he's asking to propose at their wedding? Like, yes. That's what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Noted.
So, and the husband says, no, you cannot do that.
I can understand where he's coming from, for sure.
So then my mom called me in the afternoon and said it was uncalled for that her fiance confronted her brother about it. And then I told
No. 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 The mom is mad at her and her fiance for the fiance saying no to her brother. You cannot propose at my wedding.
Yes. So I told her to fuck off and ended the call.
True that.
As she should.
Right.
3 months later, the brat went ahead and proposed anyways. My husband kicked them out of the wedding. So the brother and the mom were kicked out of the wedding.
Good.
And they've been no contact, essentially. Like, low contact since then.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, the brother and his wife are hosting their baby shower. She has not gotten over the fact that they attempted to take over the wedding and still have a lot of resentment. So she's 3 months pregnant now, and she's really happy because it's like a miracle baby, because she was told that she could not conceive naturally. Mm. Is she the asshole for announcing her pregnancy at the brother's baby shower?
Well, from my own personal beliefs, I would say no, she's not. But I can understand why she would be at the same time.
No, I'm just gonna say no. Like,
okay.
She's not an asshole at all, because at the end of the day, me personally, I'm a firm believer of you get what you give. And if you were specifically told not to propose to somebody at someone else's wedding, like, this isn't even like a family event. This is, because a baby shower, it's like, okay, like, it's just a baby shower.
Please.
But a wedding, like, a whole wedding, and you were specifically told not to do that. And what was the point of asking if you were still going to do it anyways?
Yeah.
Like, that's really what throws me off. If you were going to do it regardless of what was said to you, you should have just done it and not asked anybody.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not trying to justify nobody's actions. The only way that I can see it on the other end of, like, yeah, you're going to kind of be an asshole if you do that is just, you can be the bigger person sometimes. Now, am I saying she should be the bigger person? No, not at all. Not a little bit. But I can see how the perspective of be the bigger person would apply here. But I genuinely do feel like the fact that he did that at her wedding.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very rude. It's very disrespectful. That's not very classy and cute at all. But at the same time, should she ruin his baby shower?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, I don't disagree. I'm just trying to play, like, devil's advocate here for the brother.
I'm very curious to know what the mom has to say about this. Because, like, and I wish she would have said that. Because in my eyes, if you were so, like, on the brother's side to propose to his girlfriend, she should have the same energy when she pops out at the baby shower and it's like, hey, I'm pregnant.
Well, this is very clearly a mama's boy issue. Like, a mom's going to justify her son's actions.
That's the feeling I had too, like.
Yeah, because no other reason would she have called the fiance, or called the daughter, complaining about the fiance's actions, saying, why would you do that? Like, that's her precious little baby boy.
Like, he's entitled.
Yeah.
To be able to propose at someone else's wedding. Don't piss me off.
Right, so I think that if she doesn't, she should for sure give us an update. And let's hear what your mom had to say. Did you guys fight? Well, maybe not you, because you're 3 months pregnant.
Yeah, leave that to your husband.
But I would like to know how that ends up. I kind of feel like she's not going to do it, though.
I hope she does.
Just because I feel like her acting is kind of like she has the conscience to not do it, so she won't.
That's no fun.
I don't disagree. What would you do, though, in that scenario? We don't have to say it's one of your siblings, but, like, someone that is close to you, at your wedding, they propose to their significant other. What are you doing in that scenario?
I think for me, I would be even more pissed because you know how I feel about weddings. Like, I don't really want a wedding. I just want to elope and, like, be in just with my significant other. Mm. So if I do everybody a favor and I'm like, you know what? I am, in fact, going to have a wedding for everybody. And then you come to my wedding and try to steal the spotlight away from me. It's not ending well for anybody. Like, I'm going to be pissed.
I really do be wondering what's going through those people's minds that do stuff like this. Because can you really not handle not being the center of attention for one event? Because
that's what it's giving.
That's so crazy.
Or even, like what about proposing? That's not even cute. Like, getting proposed to as the woman getting proposed to. That's not cute.
Yeah, that would really piss me off. I don't even want to be proposed to in a public setting, so.
There's no thought went into that because the venue was made to someone else's liking. Like, nothing about that is special.
I feel like there's a lot of stupid people out there that, like, I feel like this is a scenario that I hear happening way too often of people getting proposed to at someone else's wedding. Or even, like, holidays. I don't like that. I don't like being proposed to on a holiday. Or Christmas or Thanksgiving. Because for them, it's like, oh, my whole family is here. Like, it's a really easy way to have everyone come and celebrate the engagement and all of that. But it's like, I'm here for this Thanksgiving dinner. Not for you. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. And it's just no thought went into it. Mm-mm. Because the thought of having to get all these people together to specifically celebrate you, like, that's also what makes an engagement.
Yeah,
like,
it's lazy.
Yeah.
That's not a vibe. Not a vibe. It's crazy. That was not cute and classy.
What would you do?
At my wedding or baby shower?
No, your wedding.
I mean, I'd react the same. I'm definitely having security tackle them in the middle of the floor. They were not invited. They're not supposed to be here. These are wedding crashers, and I'm suing. You're getting tackled, and I'm suing. You're getting tackled, and you're going to jail because I'm saying you're trespassing on a private event. You're done. And to me, that's the only appropriate answer. And I feel like for the baby shower scenario, that's another thing where it's like, don't be announcing your successes at something that's for me and my family, my little family.
Because now I don't even want to have the baby no more, bro. Like,
postponed.
Never fucking mind. Can't have shit to myself. I'm pushing out a watermelon in a couple of months. And you want to take the attention away from me. Don't piss me off. Like, actually, don't piss me off.
And you're already emotional. Your hormones are crazy because you're pregnant. You got people here playing.
And then when the pregnant lady throws a chair at your head, she's wrong. She's crazy. The hormones are making her crazy, but it's like, no, you did that to yourself.
People are so crazy. So, in short, you're not the asshole and you should do as you please.
Yeah. Okay, another one. Am I the asshole for having an open relationship with my girlfriend and sleeping with somebody else?
Okay. Okay. A lot to take in already.
So, we've been together for 3 years. Things were going well for the most part. We got along and we rarely fight. Even when we did, it would often just be a disagreement and then we'd, like, make up and stuff. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, my girlfriend approached me and asked if I wanted an open relationship. I immediately was shocked and I thought she was joking. But she said she really loves me and wants to be with other people as well because she doesn't want to lose out on experiencing, like, other people. She was my first everything. And she's been with only two other guys. I shot down the idea and told her I wasn't comfortable with it. And she kept badgering me about it. And eventually, she stopped because she realized I was not budging. And I thought that was the end of it. However, a few days later, she came to me again and asked me more aggressively about it. And insinuated that we might have to break up if we can't just try opening up the relationship for a few months at the very minimum. Considering it was basically we take a break or I let her do this, I decided to just have the open relationship with her. 2 days later, I got home from work and saw she was dressed up, and I asked her what for. She said she was going out to the bar with her friends and she wouldn't be back until tomorrow. I immediately recognized what this meant, and which means she's getting her cheeks clapped, in case you were not picking up on what he's putting down. And she would not be back until tomorrow. I immediately recognized what this meant and was hurt that she would rather spend the night out than spend it in with me. Mm. She eventually left, and I was left home, sitting alone, watching TV, getting drunk.
Reasonable.
Sounds like a blast to me. I got sad, so I called one of my close friends and was telling her about the situation. After we talked for a while, I asked her if she wanted to come over and drink because I was feeling like shit being alone. After she got there, we hung out for a bit, drinking and discussing the open relationship and how upset I was. My friend suggested that if my girlfriend was essentially cheating on me, I might as well enjoy the perks of an open relationship too. Bitches be deviants!
No, she's been waiting on that one.
She's been waiting on that one for sure. I'm sure you can see what happened there, and I won't get into details, but it made me feel a lot better.
What's he saying? What did they do? Can you translate for us?
Flash forward to the next morning, I wake up to my girlfriend freaking out and asking me what the hell my friend and I were doing in our bed. Yeah. I told her what happened and she got mad. She told me that she didn't even do anything last night and ended up crashing at her friend's house. She now wants to close our open relationship and make me prove my loyalty for cheating on her. We never discussed any rules or anything like that, so I really don't see how I did anything wrong. Am I the asshole for participating in the open relationship that my girlfriend suggested?
Did you say how old they were?
The girlfriend is, they're all 23, 22.
So, young enough to have just broken up and explored other people.
Literally.
And come back to each other if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Because I have a lot of thoughts at the moment.
I think it's not his fault you couldn't get any last night. It's not his fault. It's like, you cannot, like... One, the fact that they didn't have any rules, which I'd imagine, like, one of the rules that should have been, like, talked about is don't let it be one of your friends. Like, don't let it be somebody that's, like, close to you.
Okay.
Because then that makes it awkward. Because that's his best friend. Like, could you imagine that?
Mm.
So, I can understand why she's upset. Because it's, like, I'm sure she imagined, like, it's just, like, random girls at, like, bars. Or actually, she probably thought he wasn't gonna be able to get any because he's so
not
in love with
her. Not 2 days after they had the discussion,
but
though.
She got ready to go out.
Okay.
And do the same thing.
Me, personally, I'm not understanding why they didn't discuss boundaries.
That's what I'm
to start. Because if you're gonna open up the relationship, okay, that's crazy. I wouldn't do that personally, but I guess... If that's what she thought was right for them, then she thought that's what was right for them. But you're not going to discuss boundaries, and then 2 nights later, you're going to go out with your friends and let him know, like, I'm not going to be back till tomorrow, so don't wait up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, what did she expect is kind of how I'm feeling.
I genuinely feel like she expected that she was going to be going out, having fun, and hooking up with people.
So it's just supposed to be open for her.
Yeah. So, and that he was going to be home alone getting drunk, which is what he was trying to do. He was trying to be alone and miserable by himself.
He knew he didn't want to be alone.
But then the devil came knocking at his door and he could not,
please,
like, turn her away. But I think the real villain here is the best friend because...
Yes.
Like, let's talk about that for a second. Because she knew the state of mind that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
So he was already drunk,
yeah,
when he was texting her. And two, that's basically like she's been trying to get with him.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that she did not, like, in her mind was like, maybe this should not happen. Like, because we're friends. Like, that's going to fuck up our friendship,
mm-hmm,
that they fucked. So, mm-hmm, she's been plotting on him.
Had to have been.
She saw an opportunity and she took it.
Real quick, fast, and in a hurry.
So, and I honestly don't even get the point of them staying together. I think,
mm-mm,
they should have just broke up because there's no, like, now what if it's like you have to stop being friends with her because I don't feel comfortable that you slept with her. Because the girlfriend's saying he cheated. He didn't cheat.
He did not cheat because they were open.
Right.
But she better be saying you cannot be friends with her no more. Because if her thing with wanting him to prove his loyalty to her is that her trust is broken in him, he can't be friends with the person who he slept with.
But there was no boundaries that were set.
But she's crazy, so that's clearly not how she's viewing it. Like, in her mind, because he got some that fast and she did not, like, that's really what the problem was, I feel like. Not necessarily that he slept someone else, but that he did it before her.
From the comfort of their home.
No, in the bed is crazy. That's another boundary they should have discussed. If you're gonna be open, don't be fucking your friends.
You did everything wrong on the first night.
Yeah, sleeping with your friends and then doing it in y'all's bed.
While y'all was talking about her.
Is crazy. That is so disrespectful.
That's evil work.
Take it outside. The best friend don't got a home. She kind of picked you up. Like,
no.
What?
She probably had, ask him, did she have cute panties on? Because if she had a cute little set under her clothes, she knew what she was coming to do. She was a woman on a mission.
Mm-hmm. And was successful in it. And that's the crazy part. But she really had to have been taking advantage of him, because he's saying he was drunk. Yeah. He was unwell.
She had been plotting on him, and she was probably the one that suggested coming over to keep him company so that he wouldn't be by himself.
She was probably telling the girlfriend in passing, like, oh, you should really open it up. Like, you seem like you want to explore.
Hold on. If I go, imagine the girlfriend sees this on Reddit and she knows this about him. Because he said, it made me feel a lot better. What do you mean by that? Because that's disrespectful.
I don't know. Like, a lot better in the sense that, like, you need to blow off some steam, or a lot better, like, she was a lot better than your... Like, I have more questions now. You know what? Yes. Just opened up, like, a whole new can of worms.
Drop my phone number there. We have questions.
Please contact us at your earliest convenience. Thank you.
Because, I don't know. But I genuinely feel like had she got some, it really would not have been an issue.
I feel like he's an asshole because of who it was. And then the circumstances of the location. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it would be harder to feel for the girlfriend if he maybe, like, I understand that he was hurt and, like, feeling some type of way because she went out that night. So obviously he's like, damn. And it's only been 2 days since they've discussed it. But I almost feel like if he waited maybe, like, 2 weeks or something, and then he, like, went out himself and he, like, explored and found someone, I'd be like, oh, no. You deserve to be able to do that, because she's been sitting here playing around for 2 weeks, going out and seeing other people and, like, telling you, oh, don't wait up for me, I'm gonna be back maybe tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. No, I definitely agree that he's the asshole for that, but I don't agree that he should have waited longer, because if she had been pressing him out for 2 weeks, that, like, he already, to start with, did not want to do that.
Yeah.
So, the fact that he didn't want to do it, and then she was basically like, it's either that or we break up.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of just like,
that was a crazy
she was playing game. A dangerous game, and she lost. And she didn't even get any out of it. Like, Jeez. That's the crazy part. He got more than she got, and that's what's really making her sick to her stomach.
Mm-hmm. I hope they break up, though, because that's not, like, that can't be a healthy relationship. It has to be toxic if she's been asking him for a while.
That can't be your love story. Like, it can't be.
And you guys are young. 22, 23. Like, you have so much time to explore and not be with someone who's going to force you to be in an open relationship and then get upset when you partake in that open relationship. Because even the, like, prove your loyalty to me. How about you prove your loyalty to me? Because why were you getting all cute and going out
two days after? Yeah. 2 days after they had the conversation.
That means
they had the... And she went out on Friday night. So that means on Wednesday, she was already plotting to go out Friday night.
She had been plotting whatever weekend was going to come up when she got him to agree to it. Because it's been how long in the making? Like, Everyone involved is in the wrong.
Everybody. Okay?
And y'all shouldn't be doing stuff like that. So I hope y'all break up. Not to be preying on your downfall, but that's not healthy.
At all. Okay. Another one. Am I the asshole for asking my wife if she wants to join a gym? Let it out.
Perhaps. You might be.
My 27-year-old wife, he's 28, and I were tossing around ideas for a vacation next year. I was really trying to sell her on a beach trip. She kept just shutting it down but getting irritated. Finally, I asked her what the issue was, and she blew up on me and told me she's the heaviest she's ever been, and she's gone up 3 pant sizes in over just a year and a half. It put me in a spot where obviously I knew she was putting on weight, but did not think it was at that point. I apologize. She kept yelling at me, sarcastically apologizing for not wanting to gallivant on a beach at 220 pounds. I asked her if she wanted to discuss her weight. She told me to shut up and to think of other different ideas, of other trip ideas. I asked if maybe she wanted to join a gym with me. This only made her angrier, telling me that my ulterior motive was to make her look like a fat ass.
What?
I reassured her that that wasn't the case, and she told me to leave her weight alone and not bring it up again. Is he the asshole?
Yes and no.
I don't think he's the asshole because that was not his intention. Like, if he was, like, if he just randomly came up to her and was like, perhaps joining the gym, babe. Sweetheart, heart emoji, like, then I could see why he's an asshole. But
can you imagine you're sitting here trying to pitch vacation ideas and you're saying, oh, like, maybe Jamaica, maybe somewhere in Mexico, maybe like the DR or even the Florida Keys, and your partner's just like, no, and it's like, fuck, why not? What's the problem with that? And it's like, you're calling me big and ugly and stupid, and you're trying to embarrass me, and I hate you. Do you want me to kill myself? Like, whoa.
Everybody, what did I say wrong?
Apparently, every single word that came out your mouth was an issue. I definitely don't think that he should have said to her, like, oh, you think you're big? Maybe hit the gym. That's crazy.
I don't think that that's fucked up, because I don't think his intention was to sound fucked up. And I don't think that anything... Because to me, it sounds crazy to be like, because she's insecure with her weight, she's just completely putting off going to the beach, like, ever again. Mm. So it's like, okay, you recognize there's an issue and you don't want to, like, do that with him. Mm. Maybe you should go to the gym.
But a lot of people don't want a solution to the things they're complaining about.
And that's a problem.
Well, even though for him it's coming out of a good place in his heart, like, he's not trying to offend her, she very clearly is not stable at the time that they're having this conversation. So I almost feel like bringing it up at a different time would have been more appropriate. When, you might ask? I don't know. Because she seems like she's triggered a bit easily.
Yeah, I know. She was gonna. I think she would have reacted in a crazy manner no matter what he said.
I don't know. I feel like you kind of gotta read the room and kind of take cues from your partner, because was this like a explosive blow up where he didn't know that she was gonna react that way, or like aggressively, period? Like, what are the circumstances behind this?
I think that
is
that's
her, like, common behavior.
I think that is a circumstance where it's like she just, like, blew up on him, because if he's saying he had been suggesting different beach areas and she just kept shutting them down but not giving a reason, I'm sure to him it was just like, damn, like, she don't want to go to the beach. Like, I like Jamaica, like, I want to be out in the sand. Like, shit. Sounds like a blast to me. Like, that's probably his mindset. So then to hear her being like, so you think I'm fat and you want to, like, body shame me at the beach?
You want me to gallivant around?
Like, the fuck? I have next trip, couples therapy. Like,
yeah.
The fuck? Because...
maybe couples therapy on the beach, perhaps, would be doable. Like... to satisfy everyone involved. I don't know, because some people are just really, really bad at communicating, especially when it comes to their insecurities. Mm-hmm. And for her, it sounds like she's been in not a good place for a while, because she's saying that she gained however much weight in the span of like a year and a half. So it's clearly something that's been weighing on her mind, but it doesn't sound like she's vocalized that to him.
Yeah.
So definitely therapy all around. And, like, sure. Work on your communication skills. Because how is he supposed to know that that's your trigger?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he did say, like, oh, I've noticed it. But to him, it wasn't really, like, a
like, a he didn't issue. Think she needed to go to the gym.
Yeah. But then it's, like, in her eyes, she probably thinks fee-fi-fo-fum every time that she takes a step. So, therapy all around.
Yeah,
that's I'm sure crazy. They have couples therapy near the beach somewhere where they live, or a cute Let's little, see. Like, spa resort. Something.
Yeah. I hope she gets that sorted.
They have saunas at the gym. Like...
Oh, But also, you don't need to be in a bikini just because you're going to the beach.
Yeah, you really don't.
You don't even have to spend all your time at the beach. There's plenty of other things to do at resorts and stuff that are on the coast.
There's also excursions.
You go boating. Like,
and where are you going on vacation where if your issue is, like, your weight, where are you going that you wouldn't, like, that wouldn't be an issue for you? Because I'm like, that's an insecurity that I'm sure she would have everywhere because, like, yes, in the beach, you're more exposed. Like, you have a bikini on, or she feels like she needs to have a bikini on. But I'm sure if she's saying she went up 3 pant sizes, finding clothes and stuff that she actually likes for herself is probably not the easiest task.
Yeah, but you gotta, like, do something no matter where you go on vacation. That is probably going to involve being outside in front of other people to some extent.
Yeah.
But also, if her problem is her size and other people judging her, baby, go ahead and book something real private. Get y'all's money up. Yeah. And you can have a little private beach with a private villa.
Because they have, like, the little swim-up pools that's right outside your thing. Mm-hmm. And if your husband don't care, girl, like... You shouldn't either. The fuck? On to the next.
There's a lot of reasonable solutions here. Maybe we should reach out to them as well.
Yeah. Start helping them plan their next vacation.
Wait! G&G Travel Agency.
Coming soon.
That's what the Google Forms now for. Like, go ahead and hit us up if you need help planning a trip.
Yep.
Sick.
Well, that's all I got for today.
Yeah, I think the stories were a little bit lacking on the interest scale, so those are, like, the standouts, you know? But yeah, go ahead and follow us on all of our socials and listen to our latest episodes if you haven't already.
Thank you for listening to 2G's in a Podcast. With Graciela.
And
with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.